This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
You're listening to The Voice from the Head of the Lakes, station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. And that voice says, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. It's Monday, December 25th, 1939. And this is Jack McKenna speaking to you from the Great White North. We're going to celebrate Christmas together, friends. Any of you folks out there caroling, stop by and we'll put you on the air. If that's not enough reason, I've whipped up a batch of my world-famous, delicious potato, chicken, and dumplings.
Surprisingly, it smells good. Did you make the dumplings?
You don't think I live off of pickled herring and beans, do you?
Yes, I've assumed that for years. You are what you eat.
Hey, I'll think about that for a minute. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Household Finance Corporation. Pick your own monthly payment with Household Finance, 1228 Tower Avenue in Superior. Merry Christmas, Lou.
Merry Christmas, Jack, and a happy holiday, everyone. Even as Pope Pius XII called on warring nations of Europe to meet for a peace conference, battles continue above the Arctic Circle as the Soviet Union continues its offensive against Finland. Virgil Pinkley is our correspondent in Helsinki on this Christmas night.
Howling air raid sirens drowned out Christmas bells here in Finland's capital. The sound is of distant detonations from bombs falling on the suburbs of Helsinki from Russian raiders. Bombing run after bombing run has driven Helsinki's residents to take cover for the past 5 hours, as the Red Invaders show no respect for the holiday. Air raids on Finland's second largest city, Vipuri, have driven people there to the safety of bomb shelters. In spite of the air supremacy, Russian forces have been repulsed on three fronts by Finnish fighting forces. Clashes continue along the Karelian Isthmus, with Finnish forces stopping the much larger Red Army in its tracks. On the Agulajärvi front, about 35 miles from the Russian border north of Lake Ladoga, the Finns say they have pushed forward, reaching Etujoki. And in Suomussalmi, the Finns are reporting large Russian losses and have captured tanks and horses. The official war summary here says entire Russian companies, battalions, and regiments have been cut up and scattered. Quoting now, the fire of the Finnish defenders have reaped line after line of attackers as the enemy drove into our fire, end quote. In this land of fir trees and pines, dark figures of many Russian soldiers appear unmoving in the Finnish snow. Reporting from Helsinki, this is correspondent Virgil Pinkley calling London, calling the United Kingdom.
This is London calling. Your correspondent, Webb Miller, here. Amid prayers for peace and victory, Europe celebrated its first wartime Christmas today. In his Christmas Eve address to the cardinals in Vatican City, Pope Pius XII offered hope for a just and honorable peace and warned against the immense task of rebuilding in the wake of all-out war. On a quiet Western front, French troops prayed in churches and chapels. The uppermost theme is that by next Christmas there will be victory and peace. French Premier Edouard Villadier says his nation will return violence for any blow made by Germany against France. Each French soldier was given a quarter bottle of champagne and a cigar for Christmas. Across no man's land, Reichsfuhrer Adolf Hitler spent Christmas Eve with frontline troops. Our Hitler told his troops that only when we have won will we be able to speak of peace at Christmas time. The German army gave each Nazi soldier a plate with sausage, nuts, gingerbread, chocolates, and cigarettes. Surrounded by sailors on a destroyer off Germany's coast, Nazi Party deputy Rudolf Hess warned Germany's enemies that, quoting now, stronger than your will to destroy Germany is Germany's will to win. Celebrations on both sides of the front were darkened by the absence of sons and fathers in war service. Countless families were in London with fathers away and children evacuated to the countryside. Homes are so broken that there is no traditional festivity. This is Webb Miller in London, calling America, calling Washington.
This is the United States. John Hightower in Washington. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt says it is his wish that the Christmas spirit of peace soon may cover the world. While lighting the community Christmas tree behind the White House last night, Mr. Roosevelt called on peoples of now warring nations to read, learn, and digest the deathless words of Christ's Sermon on the Mount. Surrounded by his family and Secret Service guards, FDR told 800 people gathered there and a national radio audience that 1939 began with dread of evil things to come to a world already bowed under the burden of suffering laid upon it by man's inhumanity to man, unquote. The president then slowly read the Sermon on the Mount. Mr. Roosevelt also noted his annual tradition of reading Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol and said that old Scrooge found that Christmas wasn't a humbug, that he took to him the spirit of neighborliness. He also noted significant advances for this country. Starting January 1st, 1940, 1 week from today, tens of thousands of elderly men, women, orphan children, and widows will begin to receive age checks from the new Social Security insurance. The president said unemployed people, the blind, crippled children, and the needy will receive this Social Security, reaching tens of thousands of Bob Cratchits and Tiny Tims. In the nation's capital, this is John Hightower speaking.
The Dionne Quintuplets of Canada celebrated their fifth Christmas today. They played host to their parents and older brothers and sisters with a big turkey and all the trimmings. The Quints stay in their own house, away from the rest of the family, cared for by the family physician, Alan Roy Defoe. Dr. Defoe is in a legal battle with Papa Dionne over the custody of the Quints. He wasn't at today's gathering. The most prized gift was unwrapped by Cecile, a pair of ice skates for each girl from the Defoe Hospital nurses. This in from Boston, New England's Flying Santa, Captain William Wincapaw, is making his annual Christmas drop-offs to the lonely lighthouse keepers along the Atlantic coast. Captain Wincapaw drops packages by parachute to 74 light stations from Boston to the Canadian border. Each bundle contains coffee, cocoa, cigarettes, magazines, candy, and newspapers. The captain regrets to say that one package was blown off course into the Atlantic. The unlucky keeper is the Minot Light in Boston Harbor. Household finance news time is 6:05. Jack McKenna has this message from our sponsor.
Okay, Lou. You made up that last story, didn't you?
Truth is stranger than fiction, and people are strange enough to make some interesting truths.
Very true. And I got some true words here for folks who are getting a little strapped from Christmas spending. They have a friend in Household Finance Corporation. Loans unfit your budget plan. You can pick your own monthly repayment. How about that, folks? Payments are calculated at households' rates of 2.5% per month on balances up to $100. 3% per month on balances above $100 to $300, and 1% per month on balances above $200 to $300. I never was very good at math, Lou. Only borrowers sign loans without endorsers, no credits, inquiries of friends or relatives. Immediate attention to all applications. To apply, phone, write, or call. Visit office of Household Finance Corporation in the Telegram building on the third floor. Also, loans are made in Ashland, Spooner, and in all nearby towns. Lou?
Tragedy struck a Superior family this past holiday weekend. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
16-year-old East High School student and athlete Frederick Earl Zust drowned Saturday while riding his bicycle on Superior Bay. He and three friends were crossing the ice on their way to the Minnesota Point Amusement Center, but Frederick Zust fell through the thin ice as he crossed the shipping channel. His three friends stopped, but Zust told them he wanted to be the first to the amusement center and continued on. Carl and Wesley Nelson and Robert Berg all watched in horror as he struggled to the edge of the ice, only to see it break when he tried to pull himself out of the water. Fred Zust was active on the East High School football team and the president of the Luther League at Holy Trinity Church in Superior. Services will be tomorrow at Holy Trinity English Church. The Reverend A.G. Riggle will officiate. The body was removed from the Smith Lang funeral home to the family residence until burial at Greenwood Cemetery, Lou.
Our condolences to the Zust family. A happier Yuletide news in Superior is the starting of a toy library for kids year-round. Times being what they are, not all children are getting toys for Christmas. So Harry Bouchard of Superior is setting up a toy library in the YMCA starting tomorrow. WPA workers have been fixing and painting old toys collected from civic organizations. Bouchard says that kids will get library cards. They'll be allowed to check out a toy for 2 weeks with a one-week renewal. There's no charge for the library card. Miss Faye Wayron will be the toy librarian, which will operate out of the basement of the Y. Finally, Jack and good listeners, Christmas in Superior was a quiet one. Many worshipers attended sunrise services this morning or candlelight services last night. Douglas County Sheriff Frank Carlson reports it was the quietest Christmas that he's ever seen. He reports that jail inmates were excited over what one called the biggest turkey he had ever seen, served for Christmas dinner today. The Salvation Army and other local groups passed out toys for the St. Joseph's Orphanage and distributed baskets of food, clothes, and toys to needy families. The Forgotten Men of Superior, who live upstairs of the Swedish Salvation Army Old Men's Shelter, were retreated to a Christmas party and a tree trimming last night. All of them are more than 65 years old, without families. Howard Underhill and Joseph Panion of the Milwaukee restaurant donated the food. And that, Jack, is the news for this Christmas, 1939.
Kind of gets you right here, right in the chest, folks. All of these people who helped the less fortunate. Thanks, Lou Martin, the best newsman under your Christmas tree, even though he's hard to rap. We've got a mild spell here at the head of the lakes, folks. Today's high was 31 degrees, with a low tonight of 15 above, and more of the same tomorrow. So let's keep in that great Christmas spirit. Here's Harry Reaser and his orchestra from 1934, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town on the Martin and McKenna Show.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Claus is coming to town.
For your enjoyment, friends, that's the holiday music of Harry Reaser and his orchestra with singing by Tom Stax and Santa Claus is Coming to Town on station KUWS. Remember, folks, it's not too late to swing by and sing us a Christmas carol. We'll put you on the air. So, Lou, you like my chicken and dumplings, eh?
This is really good. I mean, really good.
Well, stop being so surprised. It's my dad's recipe. He passed it on to me, and I made lots. So, just help yourself.
I looked in the garbage can for open cans of Campbell's chicken and dumplings, but I didn't find any.
I guess that's a backhanded compliment, folks. We have Superior Evening Telegram publisher Morgan Murphy in next with his Christmas editorial. And while he gets ready, let's gather around the old Philco and listen to the beautiful number from 1938 by soprano Elizabeth Schumann and Coventry Carol on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. That was nice. We've just enjoyed the Yuletide music of Herbert Dawson on the organ and vocals by Elizabeth Schumann and Coventry Carol. Still at the chicken and dumplings, Lou?
You'll have to give me the recipe. Let me bring in Superior Evening Telegram publisher Morgan Murphy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lou, and Merry Christmas to you. Boy, you know, that chicken dish does smell awfully good. I might have to dish up a plate before I leave.
Jack made it all by himself. Not only does it taste good, but I'm not sick or anything.
That's a pretty good recommendation, I guess.
Another backhanded compliment.
Tonight's editorial is about saving democracy. In case you've lost count, there are currently three wars being waged in the world right now. They are all wars which grew out of aggression, and there's little doubt who the bullies are. The Japanese are on the march in China. Russia's Joe Stalin is trying to conquer Finland, but finding that that tiny neutral country is putting up a brave fight. And Germany's Hitler is poised against France and England. The so-called bloodless conquests of Czechoslovakia, Austria, Memel, the Sudetenland, and Danzig were followed by a gory war which destroyed Poland. The messier this whole affair becomes, the clearer it is that the United States should remain aloof. While our whole democratic being may revolt against this strangulation of helpless neutrals, throwing ourselves on this foreign right would not help, but further complicate things. We just couldn't be three places at once. What is clear is that there is no better place in the world to be this Christmas of 1939 than right here in the good old U.S. of A. Lou?
Superior Evening Telegram publisher Morgan Murphy reading from today's editorial page. Thank you, sir. Here's your plate of chicken and dumplings. You better tuck this in.
A bib? I'm not the spilling kind.
Better put it on. This is the spilling kind of food.
You wouldn't want brown gravy on that nice suit.
It's such a waste of good gravy. On with the Christmas tunes, friends. Here's the Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra and Savoy Christmas Medley on the Martin and McKenna Show on, well, Station KUWS. That's the Christmas music of Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra and Savoy Christmas Medley on station KUWS. So I love Christmas music. And I hear some of it outside in the hallway, by gosh.
We've got some neighborhood carolers who heard your request to stop by. Come on in. Stomp the snow off your boots and take your stocking hats off.
Hey, this is great. Now, we've got some hot chicken and dumplings that Lou highly recommends.
I ate it, and I'm still not sick.
But it did turn your hair red. Just pull yourselves up to the microphones here, folks, and introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Shara, and these are our neighbors, Tanya, Jacqueline, Dustin, Rachel, and Nick. We've been going house to house tonight.
It's such a wonderful night, and what a great way to stay in the Christmas spirit.
It's a great way to get free eats, too.
Ah, man, after my own heart.
We've gotten hot apple cider, spicy eggnog, and even a cognac.
Look now, folks, we're off in a few minutes. How about if Lou and I tag along? I'll make sure Lou doesn't sing too loud.
The more the merrier.
Especially if we get more of that eggnog.
That really takes the chill out of evening.
I think eggnog makes us sound better and better as the evening wears on.
Could be the cognac.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That's just great. My guess is that you've done this a few times before.
Now it's your turn. Where's the vittles?
Vittles?
He's not from this neck of the woods.
That's fine. The chicken and dumpling vittles are just around the corner there. Look for the red-headed newsman with the gravy stains on his shirt.
I'm right here, Jack. And I didn't spill much.
Boy, you know, folks, those singers are great. Real nice of them to stop by, too, and... You have some news before we go, though, Lou.
This is something I thought I'd save until we signed off. It's the Associated Press story tonight from Jerusalem. Max Jordan sent this by shortwave radio earlier today.
This is Bethlehem. It's Christmas night. The bells of Bethlehem rang out a message of peace on earth, unheard by nations at war. Unlike previous years, the church bells here were not broadcast to the rest of the world because of the European hostility. The echo of the chimes died away within the confines of this city. In contrast to a troubled outside world, the Holy Land was at peace for the first time in 3 years. Long-standing strife between Jews and Arabs over control of Palestine was stilled, at least temporarily. One theme, peace for war-torn Europe, is on the lips of thousands who made the pilgrimage to the Church of the Nativity at Bethlehem, where they knelt at the shrine which marks the place where the Christ child was born. Bonfires burned this evening in the fields where shepherds received the celestial visitation of the birth of Christ. People are taking bread and meat prepared in the age-old manner of the shepherds. With lights crowning the hilltops, it was shepherds who received the glad tidings. To you, this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord. Reporting from Jerusalem, this is your correspondent, Max Jordan.
And that, Jack, is our most important story of the evening. Let's go caroling, and I'll sing as loud as I want.
Sounds like a good way to spend Christmas night, Lou. Well, that's it, friends. We'll be back same time, same place, on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and Lou's singing doesn't make him hoarse. From all of us here at KUWS, a blessed Christmas. This is Jack McKenna saying good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, John Munsell, Ray Paulson, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.
We'd like to thank members of the UW Superior Choir for lending us their beautiful voices for our Christmas episode.
Yes, sirree, Lou, they sure are good. Thanks, Rachel Hagen, Shara Wagner, Jacqueline Schlees, Tanya Johnson, Nick Niederek, and Dustin Ostring.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.